Welcome to The Will Evans Show, a podcast that is meant to teach you everything you did not learn in school. And today we're going to be talking about accepting responsibility. And then I'm going to coach you up. Let's go. So today is tax day, everybody's favorite day. So this is just a reminder that if you're actually listening to this show on the day that it comes out, which is April 15th, that your taxes are due by 11:59 tonight. And if you're listening to this later in the week, hopefully you have filed your taxes, because at this point they will be considered late. So that is just a reminder for you. But what we're actually going to be talking about today is something that I came across this weekend of Biden planning to forgive $7.4 billion of student loans. So obviously this plan is meant to replace what the Supreme Court struck down last year, and the supposed borrowers that will receive debt relief is the ones enrolled in the SAVE plan and the public service loan forgiveness, stuff like that. The problem with all of that is that, one, it's an election year, so don't hold your breath. I wouldn't bet on it until you actually see it happen. Two, you really need to read the fine print on all of this stuff. Because here's what happens when I actually look at what this is actually going to mean for people that have student loans or that are enrolled in these different programs. The catch is the people that are enrolled in the SAVE plan that Biden rolled out, I think last year it was. So borrowers that have made 10 years of payment and borrowed less than $12,000 will see aid. And then for any additional student loans, so for every 1,000 additional borrowed, you have to wait another year or another 12 months to see that amount forgiven. And some of you are probably like, well, $12,000 is nothing. And you're right, because most college graduates are coming out with $40,000 in student loans, and then you're paying on it for 10 years, and if you're just paying the minimum payments, after 10 years, you're going to have a lot more than $40,000, which is a lot more than $12,000. So the fact that you're going to wait a year, every year, for an additional $1,000 to be forgiven is just insane. It literally does not make any sense. And this is not helping Americans. This is just giving them false hope, because I see on the headline said, hey, student loans are going to be forgiven, and they're just going to keep paying that minimum payment of the student loans versus attacking their student loans and getting it paid off. For the income-driven repayment plan that some people are enrolled in, you can see your loan forgiven after 20 to 25 years. So you are stuck paying on a loan that you took out in college for the next 20 to 25 years. And this is not worth it. You cannot sit here and tell me that you want to be paying on your student loans for 20 to 25 years just so you can get some amount of relief. It doesn't make sense. None of this makes any sense. All of it is clickbait. So when you see on your phone, hey, Biden's going to forgive $7.4 billion of student loans, that's all they see, and they just click on it. In 20 to 25 years, we're going to have a completely different president. No one's going to be talking about Trump or Biden or anybody right now. 20 to 25 years, that is two decades away from now. And who knows where you're going to be professionally in 20 to 25 years. So my take on the student loan forgiveness is, hey, you signed your name on the dotted line. Now, granted, some of you may not have known what you were doing, But at the same time, you signed the dotted line on that student loan. So I think that you should pay your loan back, because what's going to happen when you pay back your loan? One, you're going to get to say, hey, I did this on my own. I didn't have anybody else's help. But also you're going to be able to say, hey, I took responsibility for the actions that I made. There may have been some consequences because I'm paying more than I took out, and that's okay. But you are taking responsibility for what you did. And now I get it. Some of you, right out of high school, you may not have known what you were getting yourself into, but it is time for you to take responsibility and pay off these loans. It is time for you to say, hey, the solution to my problem is me. The person in my mirror is the solution to getting out of debt, to paying off these student loans. That is the only person that is going to fix this problem. It's not going to come from DC. It's not going to come from the White House. It's not going to come from Joe Biden. It's not going to come from Trump. It's not going to come from any of those people. You getting out of debt and you paying off your student loans is going to come from you deciding to say, hey, I'm not going to live like this anymore, and I'm going to pay off my student loans. So here's how to actually get rid of student loans, because everyone's like, okay, Will, that sounds great. You're saying all this stuff, but how do we actually pay off student loans? Well, I'm glad you asked. The best way for you to pay off student loans is what we always talk about on the show. You have to live below your means. You have to get on a budget. You have to get on a plan. You have to actually make progress. And the reason we say, hey, you have to live below your means, well, that's simple. You need to create margin. So you can't be sending money out the door that you don't have. You have to live below your means, and then get on a budget. You have to get on a budget so you can live below your means, because when you're on a budget, this is your game plan for your money. When you get on a budget, you start to tell your money where to go. And hey, a budget doesn't hinder you from spending money. It allows you and gives you the freedom to spend money because you've already told this money where it's going to go. So it allows you to do that. If you have the money for it and you say, hey, this money's going to go towards this or towards X, Y, or Z, hey, that is okay. It gives you the freedom to do that because you know where your money's going to go. The next thing is getting on a game plan. You have to get on a plan to get out of debt. And that's what we talk about on the show. We talk about the 7 baby steps. What are the 7 baby steps? Baby step 1, save $1,000. For a starter emergency fund. Baby step 2, pay off all of your debt using the debt snowball. Baby step 3, you're bumping that $1,000 emergency fund up to a 3 to 6 month fully funded emergency fund. And then you move on to baby steps 4, 5, and 6, which is saving 15% of your income into retirement. Baby step 5, saving for kids' college. Baby step 6, where you pay off your house early, and then baby step 7, which is the end goal in this plan, which is build wealth and be outrageously generous. So that is the plan. All you have to do now is submit to that plan. And this plan is not going to be butterflies and rainbows. It's not going to be easy. It is going to take sacrifice. It's going to take you picking up a second job. It's going to take you picking up some overtime. It's going to take you selling some stuff. It's going to take you cutting back on some of your expenses. It's going to take you not going out to eat. It's going to take you not going on vacation. But all of that sacrifice is for such a small period of your life. It's for a season. I like to think of it as a season because this is such a small season in your life of where you are sacrificing, you're getting after it, and you're getting out of debt is for such a small period in your life. But what happens when you say, hey, I'm going to do this? You start to see that financial peace and that financial freedom that I always talk about, because when you don't have any payments, You get to do whatever you want. You don't have anybody asking for your money. You don't have any lenders asking, hey, where's my money at? No, you have financial peace because you have gotten out of debt and you have created margin inside of your budget. That is the whole point of doing this. So when we talk about, hey, getting out of student loan debt, this isn't just for student loans. This is for anybody that has debt and is sick and tired of being sick and tired. They're tired of the way they're living. They're ready to change their family tree. This plan is for you. And this isn't, I'm doing the exact same thing. Y'all have heard my story. Kendall and I, we paid off $28,000 in consumer debt in 5 months. We sacrificed. We didn't go on vacation. We didn't go out to eat. We cut our expenses. We did all of this stuff as a newly married couple. We had other people that were going on vacations, doing all these trips. But what we were creating was something better, something that would last a lot longer, and that's financial peace. That's financial freedom. We didn't have money fights. We were on the same page when it came to our money. And now we get to go on vacation wherever we want. We just bought our first house. We were able to do that because we said, hey, we are going to embrace the short-term discomfort for the long-term benefit. And that's sacrificing now, sacrificing eating out, sacrificing vacation, because we know we're going to be able to do that more and have more fun on vacation, go out to nicer places if we don't have debt payments. So what we're doing, the seven baby steps, is you, and especially baby steps 1 through 3, is you're embracing that short-term discomfort for the long-term benefits. This is The Will Evans Show. Hey guys, it's Will. I know this show is all about what you didn't learn in school, but for some of you, you need a little more personalized help, and that's what Evans Financial Coaching is. I specialize in helping people pay off debt and build wealth. If this is you, I've put my contact info in the show notes, so please reach out. I'm here to help you. Evans Financial Coaching, creating paths to financial freedom. Welcome back to The Will Evans Show. We've been talking all about accepting responsibility, paying off those student loans, not relying on the government to do that for you, because most people that are going to be doing this plan will pay off their debt in 12 to 24 months. So that's 1 to 2 years. You can do that. Some are going to be shorter. Some are going to be longer. For Kendall and I, it was 5 months. It took us 5 months to pay off $28,000. So it ranges for everyone, but I can assure you that if you attack this debt with a vengeance, you will be able to pay off this debt a lot faster than you think. And so one of the ways that you can help me out is to like this show, subscribe to this show, follow this show, whatever your platform prompts you to do, help me out by doing that, because I see that a lot of people are listening to the show, but not everyone is subscribed. So help a brother out, and if you would just subscribe to the show, that would be great. Kind of boost the algorithm and helps the show get out there for more people. I believe what we're doing on this show is helping people win with their money. So if you also believe in that, would you please like, share, and subscribe the show, and just send it to someone. Send it to a coworker, send it to a friend, family member, and say, hey, check this guy out. And so that just helps more people hear about this show, and I would greatly appreciate it. And today, our question of the day, I thought, hey, since we are talking about student loans, let's take a student loan question. So the question that came in was, my student loan is broken up into 7 different loans, and all are different amounts. How does this work with the debt snowball? This is a great question. So let's do a recap of what the debt snowball is. The debt snowball is where you list out your debts from smallest to largest, regardless of the interest rates. So what you need to do is list those 7 loans out, but also say, I think what you're asking is, hey, you have other debts as well, maybe like a car loan or credit cards. You list those out. So maybe you have a $500 student loan and then a $1,000 credit card, and then a $1,500 student loan. I would pay that first student loan, the credit card, then the next student loan. The reason for that is because a lot of these student loans, like, hey, yes, they're all separate. They all have a minimum payment. So you list them out separately because we are working on those small victories to create momentum. Because when you create momentum, what that does, it allows this debt snowball to keep building up, and you're able to pay off those debts a lot faster than if you were attacking, hey, say the highest debt or the highest interest rate. You're paying off these smaller debts and then attacking the biggest debt with all of those minimum payments that you've gotten rid of. You now can attack your biggest debt with that. And so it just allows you to generate momentum and allows you to pay off the debt a lot faster than if you tried to do it another way. As always, it's a huge thank you to Ben for making this show run. And remember that no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. This is The Will Evans Show.